February 11th, 2007, WUND Punk Rock Radio, Volume 3, Punkcast 1, Show Number 8. You are listening to WUND Punk Rock Radio, Volume 3, Punkcast 1, Show Number 8. Well, it's the middle of February, and we are finally back. I know in that last podcast in 2006, I promised you I'd be back in January, but there were some other circumstances involved, and I was unable to get back. I've got a few updates and a few little changes that I'll be mentioning throughout the show. But first, I want to get you going with some music. This one can be found on the Fat Records Christmas Sampler from 2006. And it can also be found on the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. This is Against Me with Don't Lose Touch. I mentioned I had a couple changes, and this first song is pretty evident of change here at the WUND Punk Rock Show. That was Against Me off of Fat Records, and the song was Don't Lose Touch. So if you're not an avid listener of punk rock, the big change there was this was not a small band or an unsigned band. The cool thing is, I found this song on the PodSafe Music Network, and it was posted by the artist, Against Me. If you're interested in music from the PodSafe Music Network, you can go to music.podshow.com, and this is where I'll be getting the rest of my music. Previously, I was getting all of my content from MySpace because it was easy to access the music, and it was easy to get artist approval by just sending them a message. Well, now with MySpace eliminating the download step, I am unable to download music from MySpace, which makes it pretty hard for me to get any kind of music from there. So what I've done is transitioned to the PodSafe Music Network and deviated away from MySpace. I'll still have my page up on MySpace, and I'll still be listing these shows on MySpace and posting all of the MP3 files on archive.org. The show will still be able to be downloaded from iTunes by subscribing to WUND Punk Rock Radio. So none of that has changed. The only thing that has changed is I'll be using only PodSafe music. With that said, let's go ahead and get you back in the music. This is Alkaline Trio with Trouble Breathing. Before we get back into more music, I want to go ahead and check punknews.org and see what the heck is going on over there. One of the top stories on punknews.org was posted by Sirius Satellite Radio. It says that Sirius Satellite Radio has announced that next Wednesday it will premiere a long-awaited and much-requested punk channel. It'll be on channel 29, and I guess it's just going to be all punk. So for those of you who do listen to satellite radio, I happen to be one of those, and I am an XM subscriber. On XM, we have this channel called Fungus 53, and it pretty much kicks ass. It plays nothing but punk rock, goes into all subgenres of punk rock. with Lou Brutus at the helm, it's pretty much an amazing channel. And I did have the chance to listen to the Sirius punk rock station, which was a punk rock slash hip hop station. And I do have to say that it was pretty lame attempt at punk rock. Just wasn't much there. So all I have to say is it's about damn time Sirius puts out a punk rock station. You know, they're only a few years behind in this. It's kind of like that Mac PC debate. You see those Mac versus PC commercials where Sirius would be the PC. XM would be the Mac in this case when it comes to the punk rock station. Some other cool news on punknews.org, which was posted by TKO Records, is that TKO Records is announcing an SXSW showcase. Now, this showcase will convene in Austin, Texas on March 16th and will consist of a few of their bands. One of the cool bands I've just discovered, which is on TKO, is Shock Nagasaki. And I just picked up their CD the other day, and I've heard a few of their songs on Fungus 53 over the past few months, and I was a little bit skeptical at first, but after I kind of heard them and listened to them, I was like, wow, man, these guys really rock. Well, those are pretty much the highlights from punknews.org. Now I want to play a band who is from Oregon, and they are influenced by Husker Du, Nirvana, David Bowie, The Who, and Minutemen. Kind of a strange set of influences, but their music is kind of unique, and it's kind of cool. I don't even know if I would really classify it so much as punk rock, but they classify it as punk rock. Let me go ahead and take a look at their bio here and see what they have to say. Say they're two guys from Ashland, Oregon, and even though their music doesn't really sound so much punk rock, if you take a look at their bio, which is on the music.podshow.com, the cool thing about this band is that even though their music isn't exactly the typical punk rock style, they claim to be punk as fuck and will not kick your ass to prove it. Say it's not worth their time. So, with that said, this is the Pistol Whipper Snappers, and the song is Drugs, Motorcycles, and Texas.
A long time ago, I rode a motorcycle from Riverside, California to Austin, Texas, and I wrote a little song about it. It goes a little something like this. Riverside, California, 1994. I was strung out on methamphetamine, living with a girl who hated me, I hated her. Playing with a band, they hated me, I hated them. Broke up with the band, broke up with the girl, jumped on my 1982 Yamaha 552 motorcycle with no front brakes, no turn signals, expired registration, and me with a suspended license, and I hit the road. Took off that day with a half gram of methamphetamine. Not enough. Ran out of drugs in Barstow. It was going to be a long, long trip. Made my way through the California desert on into the night. By day, found myself in Arizona. By noon, found myself in a little town called Seligman, Arizona, population 600. Got a motel room. Right next to that motel room was a bar called the Black Cat. Walked into the Black Cat in the middle of the day, there was me, the bartender, and a deaf-mute Indian. I ordered a shot and a beer. Drank all day in that bar. As day gave way to night, the bar started to fill with patrons who were real cowboys, who were real cowboy hats, real cowboy pants, and real cowboy shirts. Drank with these gentlemen all night long, avoided two fist fights, and had one of the best nights of my life. I woke up the next day with a raging hangover still coming down off the meth. Got back on my 1982 Yamaha 552 motorcycle with no front brakes, no turn signals, expired registration, and me still with a suspended license, now putting masking tape over the registration to fool the cops. It worked. And I headed out across Arizona. And more of Arizona. And more of Arizona. nothing but heaping, steaming piles of Arizona laid out before me. But as I passed through the lower portion of Arizona for the first time in my life, I saw cactus that looked like this. New Mexico. Nothing happened in New Mexico. I just rolled right on through. Down I-10, through Deming and Las Cruces, up to the gateway to the great Lone Star State of Texas in El Paso. The industrial waste of El Paso laid out before me. Mexico on one side, the desert on the other. I stopped and got a hot dog at a 7-Eleven and kept on going. Deeper. Further. Into the vast great wasteland of West Texas and a little town called Kent, K-E-N-T. More about Kent in a second. Kent, Texas. The population exploded when I got there. A gas station, an off-ramp, me, and my broken-down 1982 Yamaha 552 motorcycle with no front brakes, no turn signals, expired registration, and me still with a suspended license, now standing on the side of the road in West Texas. The helmet. I was wearing a full-face helmet, missing the visor the entire way on the trip. I'm now standing on the side of the road in West Texas with a sunburn that looks like this. I stick out my thumb. No one stops. I continue to stick out my thumb. No one stops. I make a sign out of duct tape and a pen that simply says, help. Stick it to my hand, stick it out to traffic. No one stops. Finally, after 4.5 hours, two black gentlemen from the city of Compton, California stop and pick me up. You know what they said to me? You didn't look like you was going nowhere. And they were right. Then they whipped out the largest bag of weed I'd seen in a long time when we got high all the way down I-10. We rode all night down I-10, stoned out of our minds in that 1988 red Scirocco. Rolling joints, passing joints, rolling joints, passing joints all night long. Down I-10 through the Texas Hill Country to Junction at 290, 290 through Fredericksburg and Johnson City till up ahead was a sign. Said Austin City Limits, where they dropped me off just beyond that sign at the Albertsons in Oak Hill at 4:30 in the morning.
What's your right, what's your left, what's the right, what's the center, and what's your back? News. But as the days go by, I can't tell which side is talking. The left is in the center, and labeled liberal doctrine. Still nothing for you. Still nothing for me. No, give us something to believe. Yeah. Watch your right, watch your left, watch the right, watch the center, and watch your back. Watch your right, watch your left, watch the right, watch the center, and watch your back. Fast pass a law, they take your rights away. Cause you gotta sacrifice if you want to stay safe. Till the day you find the feds in your back pocket, locking you away from saying questions. Think I'll stop it. If they're nothing for you, if they're nothing for me, no, they give us nothing to believe. Yeah, watch your right, watch your left, watch the right, watch the center, and watch your back. Watch your right, a motherfucking stench. For the right leanings and a grip the USA. They branded you the red. Lost the keys to the cell. Set up the capitalist machine to go in for the kill. Yeah, yeah, division encouraged by the few. There's few in power, so quick as a guild. As corporate warfare, those who draw set the stage. Yeah, big business takes more than empathy. But in the end, it is such as a guild. Who by the third war are given it the screw. Don't you realize that it's just a bunch of talking? Like that's men at the door, fucking knocking, knocking, knocking. Watch your right, watch your left, watch the right, watch the center, and watch your back. Watch your right, watch your left, watch the right, watch the center, and watch your back, yeah. Watch your right, watch your left, watch the right, watch the center, and watch your back. Watch your right, watch your left, watch the right, watch the center, and watch your back, yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed those last three songs. That first one we heard was by the Pistol Whippersnappers. Man, that is one hell of a clever name. it's kind of silly, but at the same time, it's kind of cool. The next one was a song by Annie Flagg called Watch the Right, and that last one we heard was the band A Void, and the song was Left Out. A Void is from Castle Rock, Colorado. They were started in late October of 2003, and they claim to be turning some heads out here in Castle Rock, Colorado. I've never heard of them. I'm going to have to check these guys out. Hell, they're just down the road from me. And they sound pretty good. That song really kicked my ass over here, so I really enjoyed it. I do want to mention that those last three songs were brought to you by Take Action Designs. Top quality artwork done fast and cheap. If you're interested in t-shirts, CDs, stickers, or any other artwork, contact Cole at Take Action Designs in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Well, I've got time for just a few more for you, so we're going to go ahead and roll off our next two songs. And the first one is Fuck Armageddon. This is Hell by Bad Religion. Well, I have time for just one more for you. I do want to thank those of you who have listened to WUND Punk Rock Radio over the past 9 or 10 months, and I also want to thank those of you who are new listeners to WUND Punk Rock Radio. For those of you who are new listeners, I do need to lay down my policy for you. This is WUND Punk Rock Radio, where we play what we want to hear. Feel free to send me a request at wundpunkrock@yahoo.com. But I'm going to warn you right now, if I don't like it, I'm not going to play it. We only play what we want to hear, and that's that. With that said, I do want to remind you to pass the word about WUND Punk Rock Radio. You can pass the word by putting this puppy on your iPod, putting the word out by word of mouth. You can also go to archive.org. You can stream this podcast. You can also get it at iTunes. However you listen to it, whether you download it, whether you stream it, whether you're a subscriber and you're automatically downloading this show, I do want you to listen, and I want all of those who are around you to listen. So make sure when you listen, crank it up nice and loud. Make sure you're kicking everyone's ass. So with that said, I've got one more for you. This is the song Skeletons, and it is by Tenshot. I'll see you next time. This is WUND Punk Rock Radio. Later. This has been WUND Punk Rock Radio. Later.